countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal. Have you cattle to sell? Find out what they're worth with our March price calculator on farmersjournal.ie.
Well, American writer Ryan Dennis lives in Galway, and this month his debut novel, The Beasts They Turned Away, has been published by Epoch Press. It has been described by the Irish Times as a demanding debut, dense and dark, but ultimately rewarding in its strange beauty. Now, Ryan's from a family farm in upstate New York, and when he writes about it, there are echoes of farming indeed in this country. This is Field Names.
Each field had a name. My great-grandfather's horses grazed in the corral piece. Our old neighbor used to keep a few colonies in the beehive field. One plot was called the Lime Pile Field, because in the 60s, the county stored road supplies on its headlands. The lime pile was gone long before I was born, but still, I know the field's name. When my grandfather retired in 2008, half of our land was sold to one of the large farms nearby. Later, when my father could no longer make a living dairy farming, he rented his remaining fields to them. Now, every month or two, a parade of large equipment rolls into the small New York Valley I was born in. Heavy trucks barrel down our dirt roads all day, back and forth to the center of their operation miles away, silage flying out and settling on the shoulder. Then they are gone again. I doubt they are there long enough to make any memories or have any stories to tell. I don't know what they call the fields that used to be ours. My father asked for help in cleaning out my grandfather's shed after my grandfather quit farming. It was just the two of us, and we mostly worked in silence, dumping tools into 5-gallon buckets and carrying away old compressors and shed fans. He had worked with my grandfather all his life, each of them keeping separate herds, but sharing the land and machinery, so I knew that he saw things in the dusty artifacts that I did not. Before the day was over, he told me that cleaning out that shed was hard, and that was the type of thing he seldom said. At one point, we had to lift an old tractor door together. "You probably don't remember the John Deere this belonged to, do you?" he said. Then he told me about a day he dissed the beehive field as a young teenager when my grandfather started planting it. After a few hours, my grandfather eased his tractor to a halt and stopped to urinate next to the front tire. My father also pulled his parking brake and, looking to surprise him, threw a flat stone towards his father's feet. The stone curved through the air, hit my grandfather on the back of the head, and dropped him to his knees. As the story goes, my grandfather recollected himself and pulled up his pants. He immediately remarked, "I think I got some on my hands." I'd heard that anecdote a few times, but always enjoyed watching my father tell it. Ultimately, it is the story that holds the farmer to the family farm. Whether he was aware of it or not, my father placed himself inside a larger narrative every time he put his wellies on, and the way he negotiated that story was the way he understood himself. When struggling farmers are asked why they continue on, the answer is fairly universal. They don't know how to be anything else. They have their tales of rollaway wagons, memories of wet spots in each paddock, and field names that are not apparent to those who pass by. It is the narrative, in the end, that is lost in the transition from small to large farming. My grandfather has since passed away. My father is aging, and there may come a time when his memory will fail. When that happens, I know that it'll matter less that I've never seen the lime pile, as long as I'll be the next one to tell its story.
Field Names by Ryan Dennis, whose novel The Beast They Turned Away is available wherever you can buy your books these days. You're listening to Countrywide here on RTE Radio 1.